Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller, and this particular podcast is to help you get your lineups and your players in position that you should start and sit for week number five. And speaking of week number five, what follows week number five? Well, it's week number six, and week number six is the first week of bye weeks for our fantasy football team. So, week six, you will have Detroit, Houston, Las Vegas, and Tennessee on a bye. And just so you can get prepared for week seven, it will be Buffalo, the LA Rams, Minnesota, and Philadelphia. If you think scoring in the NFL for the first 4 weeks has been down, it absolutely has. In 2022, it has been 23.5 points. And actually, that was 21, and last year it was 21.9, 23.5 to 21.9, and to be honest with you, Thursday night's football game, the Colts versus the Broncos, that 12-9 score is not going to help us with that efficiency at all. One thing I think you should know, there are six teams I want to tell you about a little bit, and I found this to be a little interesting, so I want to go through it really quick for you, and it has to do with rankings for defenses versus the run. So, and then we'll discuss a little after that for a second, but the Patriots are ranked 31st versus the run, but 10th versus the pass. The Eagles are ranked 23rd versus the run and 2nd versus the pass. The Cowboys, 25th versus the run, 5th versus the pass. The Packers are 28th versus the run, 9th versus the pass. The Broncos, 20th versus the run, and 6th versus the pass. And the Bucks, 17th versus the run, 3rd versus the pass. So what I see when I look at this is that teams who are in the bottom 20 even, the Bucks are 17th, versus the run seem to be able to be more exploited can't be more exploited versus the pass, because the rankings versus the pass is lower. So my thinking here is that if teams can run the football against you, they don't really have to throw it, and that's why I think teams get hurt by that. So it's something you might want to look at moving forward when your teams are playing against particular teams. They might be a bad defense, but they might be particularly well in another area, such as versus the pass. Getting started this week, week number four, our first game we're going to look at is the New York Giants at Green Bay. I will say, if I don't mention someone, then that's pretty much a set that you know you're going to start that player. So I am going to sit in this particular game for Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. The Giants' defense is sneaky. They only allow 13.8 fantasy points per game to the quarterback position. So Rodgers hasn't extremely been great this year. So I think I had to make the choice and I can make a different option. I would sit Aaron Rodgers. I am going to start Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in this game in particular. And I mention them both because Aaron Jones has a 42.5% rush attempts, and A.J. Dillon is at 50.4%. And in targets, Aaron Jones has 12.8 versus A.J. Dillon's 11.2. And then in the red zone, they're pretty even. Aaron Jones is 9 and A.J. Dillon's 10. And the reason I say this is because almost everybody automatically starts Aaron Jones, but really, everything is pretty even. If A.J. Dillon can get a couple touchdowns going, might be a worthy start. So as we get ready to head into bye weeks, it's something you want to take a look at. You might start this week by putting him in a flex spot for your fantasy team. I'm going to start Dobbs again, 93% snap rate the last 2 weeks. He's got an average of 7 catches on 8 targets for 60 yards and 1 TD. That is 19 fantasy points per game. You want to get him in your lineup versus the New York Giants. Game number 2, Pittsburgh at Buffalo. In Pittsburgh, I am sitting Deontay Johnson because of the new quarterback, Pickett. I'm not sure who his number one receiver is. Buffalo's defense is number 5 versus wide receivers, so I'm also going to sit Pickens, even though, he had a really good last week. I'm going to sit him. And that Pickett, I'm not going to play him. And the reason is they have given up the fewest fantasy points per game, 8.3, and passing yards, 693 total to quarterbacks. So that's why I'm sitting Pickett, and that's why I'm sitting Pickens and Johnson. I am also going to sit Najee Harris in this game because Buffalo's defense is just rock solid versus the run. Freiermuth, third fewest fantasy receptions and the fourth lowest receiving yards. That's Buffalo's defense against tight ends, so I'm also not going to sit him. So basically what I'm telling you is I'm not playing anybody in Pittsburgh this week, and I probably should have started with. On the opposite side, Buffalo, I'm going to give Singletary a start. Last 2 weeks, he's had 80% of the snaps, 10 carries for 31 yards, which isn't great, but he's averaged 7 catches on 8 targets for 63 yards to go along with a TD, 18.3 fantasy points per game. Pittsburgh's defense allows the most targets to running backs, and that seems to be where Devin Singletary is leading Buffalo, and that is why I would give him a start this week. I am going to sit Davis. His ankle the last 2 weeks has definitely affected Gabe Davis, and he's only averaging 4.5 fantasy points per game. I'm not going to take the risk until I see him healthy. That's Gabe Davis for Buffalo. My next game is the LA Chargers versus Cleveland. I'm sitting Josh Palmer. I'm going to sit Williams, even though he seems to be an every other week player. If you look at it, week one he had 3 fantasy points, week two, 25.3, week 3, 8.5, week 4, 19.0. On the weeks that he's been bad, he's only averaging 5.8, and this is one of the weeks he's supposed to be bad. And I don't know why, but it seems with Williams, we just can't come up with any rhythm, so that's what I've decided to go with this week, and I'm going to sit him. I am going to start Everett. Cleveland's defense allows the second highest yards per reception, and they are 14th to tight ends. So I am going to give him a start in this game for the Chargers. Probably will be WR1 in that game unless Eckler comes through. Cleveland, I'm going to sit Kareem Hunt. The last 3 weeks, he's only averaging 9.1 fantasy points per game. Not good enough. I am going to start Amari Cooper, who is at 25.2% target share, 38.4% of the team's air yards, and his matchup this week is particularly favorable. I am going to project him out at 80% of the snaps, 8 catches on 11 targets, 100 yards. He's going to get that touchdown and come in around 24 fantasy points. I'm also going to start Njoku. The last 2 weeks, he has been tight end 3 at 17.3 fantasy points per game. 14 catches, 17 targets, 162 yards with 1 touchdown last 2 weeks. If you need a tight end, he might be a good start for your fantasy team. How about Houston and Jacksonville? Houston, I am going to start Damian Pierce after week 3. He had 64% of the snaps, 21 total touches, 120 yards. He's been RB9, RB5 the last 2 weeks. I'm going to give him a start. And Brandon Cooks, if you've been playing around with him a little bit this year, as many have, I'm going to give him a start. He's got favorable matchups versus the cornerbacks this week for Jacksonville. And last week he had 18.7 fantasy points. Over in Jacksonville, I was taking a look at some of this information for them versus Houston. Now, if you go back and you look at Robinson last week, ETN last week, Christian Kirk last week, you're going to say, maybe I shouldn't be playing him. But remember, people, they are playing Houston. This is not Philadelphia. Robinson, against Houston's defense, they allow the 29th most rushing yards, highest in fantasy football. Houston does. Last week, I was concerned because he only had 47% of the snaps, 8 carries, 29 yards, 2.9 fantasy points, but he will bounce back. Like I said, it's not Philadelphia. ETN, same position, only 3.2 last week, but I'm going to give him a shot. Houston last week versus LA Chargers, the total running back core, 23 runs, 86 yards, 2 touchdowns, 9 catches, 11 targets, which is more favorable to ETN. The rush is more favorable to Robinson. A touchdown, 41.1 fantasy points total. And if these two can split that, you're looking around 20 fantasy points each. I think they will be effective. Christian Kirk's average in weeks 1 through 3, 21 fantasy points per game. I'm going to start him versus Houston. How about Chicago versus Minnesota? I am going to sit Fields. I'm going to sit Montgomery. And I'm going to sit Herbert if Montgomery plays. So you want to keep notes on that. He did practice on Thursday and Friday and is looking to play. Last week, Herbert had 20 touches, 101 yards, no touchdowns. But if Montgomery plays, I'm not sure how that's going to pan out. I'm going to sit him. And I am also going to sit Mooney. His 13.4 fantasy points last week, still not good enough, even with 85% of the snaps. He had 4 catches for 94 yards. It was his best week, but I'm still not going to give him a shot versus Minnesota. Irv Smith, the tight end in Minnesota, I'm sitting him. The last 2 weeks, 57% of the snaps, only 5.3 fantasy points. So I'm going to set him this week. Kirk Cousins, Cole Kmet also sits this week for me. And then I am going to start Adam Thielen. The last 2 weeks, 97% catches, 97% of the snaps. He's averaging 7 catches, 8 targets, 67 yards with a touchdown. That's going to get you 16.7 fantasy points. You might want to get him in your lineup. Detroit versus New England. I really am hot about Goff, but I'm going to sit him versus New England's defense. And the reason is I found this stat and it was interesting. The blitz rate for New England, they are ranked 7th. And Goff himself versus the blitz only ranks 24th. And that's out of the 30 starting quarterbacks this year. And I know there's been more, but there's been some that haven't played full games. But that's, I'm using the top 30 there. Goff is not a start this week for me, even though he'll probably do okay. I do worry about how he throws the ball versus the blitz, and he could be missing some more of his receivers. I would start Jamal Williams. The last 2 weeks, he's averaging 24.3 fantasy points. In the season, he's got 6 TDs, and I'm going to give him a start in this game because we do know for a fact that Swift is out. Josh Reynolds should play this week. Last 2 weeks with Brown out, 82% of the snaps, 18.3 fantasy points per game. I'm not sure about Brown. It still looks like he's a game-time decision, so we'll have to keep an eye out on that. I would start TJ Hockenson, who scored 50.7 fantasy points the last 2 weeks. For New England, I'm going to go with both the running back. Stevenson the last 2 weeks increased to 58% of the snaps and 16.5 fantasy points per game, averaging 13 carries, 70 yards, to go along with 4 catches, 25 yards, and he had 1 touchdown in the last 2 weeks. And then Harris, with only 42% of the snap, it's typical, 14 carries, 63 yards, 1 touchdown, averaging about 14 fantasy points per game. The Lions' defense gives up the third most rushing yards per game, so I'm going to give both those guys a start in this game. And that is for the New England Patriots. Seattle versus New Orleans. I am going to sit Geno Smith. He's still not a starting quarterback for me versus New Orleans defense, which gives up the 9th fewest fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. I don't care what the experts are telling you. Penny, who is 1st in yards after contact per attempt and 6th in the breakaway rate, I'm going to hold him out of the lineup. The Saints defense allows the 9th lowest fantasy points per game and rushing success. So I don't really look for Penny to be as successful this week as he was last week. However, over in Seattle, I would start both Metcalf and Lockett. Metcalf the last 2 weeks with 85% of the snaps. He's averaging 6 catches on 11 targets, 106 yards to go along with a TD. That puts him at 19.7 fantasy points per game. And Lockett has been nothing but steady all season, but over the last 3 weeks, 8 catches, 10 targets, 91 yards, and 17.1 fantasy points per game. For New Orleans, if Kamara is healthy, you should start him. Seattle's defense gives up the 4th most rushing yards and the 5th most receiving yards and receptions. And then, to be honest with you, I think even if Kamara doesn't go, if you have Ingram as a handcuff, you should play him. Remember, Latavius Murray went and signed over in Denver. So it will be probably Ingram's show if Kamara wasn't to go. Chris Olave must be in your lineup. Last 3 weeks with 78% of the snaps, he's averaging 6 catches on 11 targets and 98 yards. 15.8 fantasy points without touchdowns. He had a touchdown in there. He's at 21.8. I'm going to give Olave the start in New Orleans. How about Miami versus the New York Jets? Miami. I am going to sit Raheem Mostert, even though he is up to 72% of the snaps in last week's game. 15 carries, 69 yards. He had 2 catches, another 12 yards. That's only 10.1 fantasy points. But if Hill and Waddle don't go, I kind of think it might increase Mostert, and you could possibly play him, but I would wait and see. I don't look for both of those guys to be out, but one of those two could not play, and more likely right now it's looking like Hill and a quad injury. And if that happens, I think you might have to look at Chase Edmonds. He's been very opportunistic. He leads running backs with 3 TDs in 3 games on over 10 fantasy points for Miami, but he's been done really well with catching the ball, and he could end up being a valuable receiver in that game for Miami. The New York Jets, I'm going to sit Zach Wilson. Not impressed. 18 completions on 36 passes, 252 yards, 1 TD, 2 interceptions. Yeah, we probably want the other guy back, right? Yep, not mentioning any names. Garrett Wilson's going to sit. Elijah Moore is going to sit. Corey Davis last week had 5 catches, 6 targets, 74 yards, a touchdown, 18.4 fantasy points. I don't know if he's going to be Wilson's number one target or not. I just got to let this play out for a couple more weeks, but I'll tell you who I am going to start. I would start Tyler Conklin. He's averaging 7 targets per game, 5 catches, doesn't matter who's at quarterback, 48 yards, 83% snaps. He's only got 1 TD, but he's averaging 11.5 fantasy points per game. And the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins, are in the bottom 3 versus tight ends. So there's a little nugget for your fantasy team. How about Atlanta and Tampa Bay? I'm going to sit Huntley, who's in to help replace Patterson. I'm going to start Tyler Allgeier. Last week, 11 carries, 104 yards with 44% of the snaps. Tampa Bay's defense, now listen to this. They are 27th in adjusted line yards, 21st in second level yards, and 8th in rushing success allowed. It basically means you can run the ball, even though it appears as though you can't. You can run the ball against them. And Atlanta's line, their offensive line, is second highest in running, in run blocking grade. I think this makes for a pretty good play, and I'm going to go with the rookie and give him an opportunity this week. I'm also going to start the other rookie, Drake London. Last week, 3.7 fantasy points, 7 targets, 2 catches. Not really good, but his average for the year is more like 5 catches, 8 targets, 57 yards, 2 TDs to go along with, and about 13.7 fantasy points per game. I think he's worth a start this week versus Tampa Bay. And for Tampa Bay, well, I know I don't usually do this, but I'm going to start everybody. Brady's back versus Kansas City, 32.4 fantasy points. Fournette, 18.4 fantasy points. Godwin plays 83% of the snaps. He has 7 catches, 10 targets, only 59 yards, 12.9 fantasy points, but 83% of the snaps. Evans, 91% of the snaps, 8 catches, 10 targets, 103 yards, 2 TDs, 30.3 fantasy points. The only people I'm sitting in Tampa Bay are tight ends. I'm not sure who their tight end is or who they have. I think it's a guy named Otten this week. I don't know. I think they use the alphabet and they pick a player and they change the last name. And yeah, anyway. Tennessee versus Washington. I'm going to sit Tannehill and I'm going to sit Wentz. Yes, I'm going to sit Gibson. And I'm going to sit him because it looks like Brian Robinson might return. And if he does, I think it's going to make it a little more difficult for Gibson to play. And I'm also sitting Jahan Dotson because, well, he's out and he's hurt. I am going to start for Tennessee, Robert Woods. It's a matchup that's very friendly. Cornerback Jackson gives up 82.4% catch rate and 154.7 pass rating. So, the last 2 weeks, Robert Woods, 74% of snaps, 8 catches, 13 targets, 115 yards, and a touchdown. It averages out to 12.8 fantasy points per game. Now, over in Washington, I am going to start McLaurin, who is second in deep targets and sixth in air yards. Now, Tennessee's defense is dead last in defending the deep ball. So, prior to last week, 3.5 versus Dallas, and I know that wasn't a good week, but that was Dallas's defense. He's been averaging 14 fantasy points per game. So I'm going to give McLaurin the start. Curtis Samuel's also going to start, averaging 9 targets, 6 catches, 55 yards. He's to go along with 2 TDs on the season. That means he's averaging right around 14.5 fantasy points per game. And here's a sneak one for you. Here's a guy that if you have him in your roster, you want to get him in your lineup, Logan Thomas. He's going to have a good week. Next week, I'm going to tell you, I told you so. Tennessee's dead last. Their defense is dead last, yielding the highest catch rate and 4th highest yards to the tight end position. Last week, Logan Thomas played the most snaps he's played, 74%. I know he only had 5 catches for 19 yards, and it was his best game with 6 targets, but I'm going to sneak him into my lineup, and I'm going to give him an opportunity because he can get down the field, and I think that they're going to throw the ball a lot against Tennessee. Philadelphia versus Arizona. Well, in Philadelphia, I'm going to start everybody, but I found an interesting stat that I want to share, and it has to do with Goddard. At tight end, he is the number one player in the NFL in yards after catch, 13 yards, and 9.3 expected yards after catch. And Arizona's defense is the second worst in fantasy points to tight end. So make sure you're playing Goddard this week. He's been pretty consistent. For Arizona, I'm sitting the quarterback, Murray. Philadelphia's defense is the third, allowing the third fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks, which means I'm also going to sit Moore and I'm going to sit Connors in this game. The only receiver I am going to start, well, I shouldn't say only because there's two. I am going to start Marquise Brown with his 19 fantasy points per game and Ertz at 13.5 fantasy points per game. Ertz also has had all his games this year over 10 points. If you need a tight end and Ertz is on your roster, you probably should start him. San Francisco versus Carolina. I'm going to sit the quarterbacks on both sides of the ball here. Yes. I'm also going to sit DJ Moore for Carolina. I am going to start Jeff Wilson, who's averaging 17.7 touches and 94 yards with 63% of the snaps for San Francisco. He has had 15, 25, and 21 rankings in the last 3 weeks since he took over. Pretty nice. Carolina allows the 6th most carries, 7th most rushing yards in the NFL. Good reason to give Mr. Jeff Wilson, cool name, the start. Ayuk is going to get a start this week for 94% of the snaps. He's projected to have 4 catches on 8 targets, 55 yards, and a touchdown. That's 15.5 fantasy points. That's my projection for him this week, and I think that could be a low end. Kittle, another one, because Kittle and Ayuk are very similar. Versus Carolina's, they're the 2nd highest catch rate, 7th most receiving TDs to the tight end position. The last 2 weeks, Kittle is playing 92% with 6 catches, 9 targets, 72 yards, averaging a touchdown. That's going to put him at 19.2 fantasy points. That's my projection, and I think it's going to be an increase over what he's done over the last 2 weeks. Dallas versus the LA Rams. I am going to sit Elliott. The LA Rams allow the fewest fantasy points to running backs, period. I'm also going to sit Pollard. Noah Brown is suffered a neck injury. I would probably play him in this particular game, but I'm not because of that injury. I'm not going to play Gallup because I just don't think he's going to play enough snaps to be valuable, even though he was able to manage a touchdown last week. And also Dalton Schultz, I don't think he's back. I would start CeeDee Lamb because the Carolina allows the 3rd most points and completions to wide receivers. If you're on the LA Rams side, I'm sitting Stafford, Henderson, Akers, and Allen Robinson. The surprise start here, I don't think it's a surprise anymore for anybody. You got to start Tyler Higbee, 96% snaps. He's averaging 6 catches, 9 targets, 61 yards. He hasn't got a touchdown, and that's coming. He's got 12.1 fantasy points per game. And, hey, if he does get that touchdown, he's up to 18.1 fantasy points this week for your team. How about Cincinnati and Baltimore? In Cincinnati, I'm starting Burrow, Chase, Higgins, and Boyd. Anybody that can be have the ball thrown to him, because Baltimore's defense struggles against the pass. Mixon's last game versus Baltimore, if you're questioning starting Joe Mixon or not, 65 rushing yards, 70 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, you might want to play Joe Mixon. And then on the other side, I'm going to sit Bateman because he's out. I might consider, if I have Duvernay on my team, I might start him. He's been very explosive on the season. He's only had 13 targets, 12 catches, but 172 yards and 3 TDs. If you're desperate and you need somebody to start, you might take a look at him. Last but not least, Las Vegas versus Kansas City. I am going to sit Carr. Last year versus Kansas City's defense, 37 fantasy points in 2 games. What's that? 18 and a half? That's not good enough. But somebody I'm going to start this week with confidence, and I'm going to go to the running back position. Josh Jacobs, last week, 89% of the snaps. He carried the ball 28 times, 144 yards, 5.1 yards per carry, 2 touchdowns. His season average is 17 carries per game. And the last 2 weeks, he has had 10 catches on 11 targets and 62 yards. So not only is he having 17 carry average, in the last 2 weeks, he's catching 5 balls for like 31 yards. So that makes him a better running back. I'm going to give Josh Jacobs a start. And also on the other side, I'm looking at a running back over there that not many people are, I don't think they've really decided whether they want to play him or not going to play him. CEH, last week, 56% of the snaps. That's a season high for him. 19 carries, a season high. 92 yards, a season high, with a touchdown. 4.8 yards per carry. He had 1 catch for 2 yards and a touchdown. It was 22.4 fantasy points. His last 4 weeks of the season, starting from the beginning, 22, 16, 15, and 22. Yeah, CEH should be in your lineup. That's what I got for you for this week's start and sits. Hopefully it will help you make a few of the key decisions for your fantasy team. Remember, it's only fair if you share. Bye.